Reminiscing on the good times that we shared. I wish it could last forever, still knowing that love is still here. Home is where the heart is. Oh yeah, yes it is.
There's no place I'd rather be.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Sure. next to you, sweet. The first cat, he's the head cat, and his name is Tio Sweet. The first cat, he's the head cat, and his name is Tio Sweet. But don't let the name fool you. He's often known for his sudden mood swings, as you're soon to find out. And if you listen hard enough, you'll often find a message in his music. And his personality swings a little something like this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thundercat Squad, the candy store. T.O. Sweet, Lancelot, Sister Sarah, Stone, DJ Rio, Rob, Mana, and Liz, every Monday at 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at 89.1 WNYU, live broadcast.
when the hearts don't collide. I see it, you're pushing my love aside. It's complete, you don't love me anymore.
The candy store.
Yeah.
sucker, poke this sucker, yoke this sucker, rope this sucker, book this sucker, cook this sucker, brook this sucker, look at this sucker.
course, I had to let my man Kerry Chandler speak his mind right there. I couldn't interrupt his verbals getting ready to come up. T-Sweet, the candy store, every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. A little hoarse right now, but I was kind of feeling my set. Thanks to Rio for bringing some joints. Thanks to my man JC, flew all the way from France, not only just to drop some joints off to us, but to say what's up and do his New York thing. But I missed that cat. Missed him when he was in town, but I knew he was coming and I knew he was bearing gifts. So drop one of his joints. Kind of hot. Got an interesting email this week. Some of you may have seen it, some of you may have not, but it was kind of like a trivia question. In fact, I'll just get into it. Let me know whether you think this is an NBA team or organization that I'm talking about, or the NFL organization that I'm talking about. As the list goes, 36 have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19 have been accused of writing bad checks. 117 have directly or indirectly bankrupted at least 2 businesses. 3 have done time for assault. 71, and I repeat, 71 cannot get a credit card due to bad credit. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are defendants in lawsuits. And 84 have been arrested for drunk driving in the last year. Now, as I said in the beginning, the title was NBA or NFL. Which organization do you think this was? And as I scroll down, it says the organization that I have just been referring to with these facts are none other than the 535 members of the United States Congress. Wow. Things have changed. The same rulemakers are also the same lawbreakers. As I bring this track back, kind of smooth, it's called After the Other Thing for Linda by my man Kerry Chandler. Mints out to that cat, always doing his thing in the boondocks, as you heard him say, the boondocks. And I believe his boondocks area right now is Sicklerville in New Jersey, South Jersey. Big up to Southtown as we keep things moving on this Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day to all. And a bit of bad news has passed my doorstep once again. And I'm finding that old adage, that old saying that everything comes in threes is most definitely holding true. First, I had the passing of my aunt. After that, a good friend of mine, Lady B, her mother passed. And just to find out a couple days ago that one of my good friend's grandmother had just passed over the weekend. He was away on a trip or something like that, a business trip, and he had this premonition to come home early. And I don't know, it's just spiritual people, man. He had this premonition to come home early. And upon his arrival, or when he touched down to homeland, about 2 hours later, he found out that his grandmother was very sick and had just died as soon as he touched down. So, wow. My condolences and mints out to the family. And it's crazy, man. So that's my three in terms of death. But I'm also learning that, I guess, threes comes on the other side, too. So whatever is positive can turn to negative and vice versa. I know of 2 births that happened this year. One goes out to my girl Reggie, mints out to Monica for her birth of Sophia, and another one goes out to another good friend of mine who had a daughter named Genevieve. So that's 2. I'm waiting for my third birth to come through to kind of balance out the universe for me, but it's kind of crazy out there, man. It's really kind of crazy. So I'm sure that adage holds true for a few people. Anyway, it's getting hot outside, so I had to dedicate that erotic city out there to anybody who cut loose and just went to the extreme, you know, with the belly shirts, you know, the shorts, the flip-flops. If you was feeling the weather like that, then erotic city is definitely for you as we get ready for this. I believe it's going to be a hot summer, man. I really believe it's going to be a blazer. I don't know if it's going to last that long, but get your air conditioners and stuff ready, man. Just clean out your systems and get ready for a hot one. That's just my little speculation right there. Don't hold me on. I'm no weatherman. But mints out to Rio also, as he changed his wacky facts into did you know facts. And Rio, I know you're listening on your way in. I got a couple of those wacky facts to start you off with. And I don't think you said these, and I don't think that you may know of these. You might know because, you know, you're doing your thing, but I'm definitely going to hit you off with some of those wacky facts before I get off the mic and as you step in the building. Anyway, mints out to One World Gym, Nostrand Avenue, and Fulton Street in Brooklyn, keeping me in shape, keeping me looking the right way for the summer. Not there yet. Trying to get there. Not there yet. But for more information on them, it's oneworldgym.com. And they also have aerobic classes started off and popping. And it's working for some people. I think I noticed a change. Definitely working for some people. So that's a good thing. Anyway, we do this every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. exclusively at New York University Radio. This is how we get down. This is our sound, a new soul. Just to kind of inspire you, keep you going through the week, help you out through the week. And never be afraid of change. I think that's going to be my moral for the day. Yeah, never be afraid of change because home is always where the heart is. As I played that track, my first track of the night off Shelter Records, the original Blaze featuring Chris Herbert. One of my favorite joints off Shelter Records and from Blaze themselves. So home is where the heart is. Always remember that. And never be afraid of change or rearrange because it can always work for the better. Anyway, I'm going to get into these wacky facts before Rio steps in here. And I'm going to pick some random. I got a whole list of these things. Like, for example, the liquid inside coconuts can be used as a substitute for blood plasma. See, I didn't know that. Kerry speaking.
That's pretty far from where you come.
That's rude, Kerry. I'm going to bring this track back. Kerry can't speak over my wacky facts. It's just rude. That's rude, Kerry. Anyway, as we get back into it, another wacky fact. Or did you know fact, as Rhea would call it. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Check your deck of cards. Make sure it's accurate, but I believe that's true. Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise. How's that? And let me see if I can get one more, because I don't want to bust his groove. I'll do my four, and then I'll let Rio take the others away. Damn, I want to do some more, because these things are quite interesting. Okay, I got one. And I know some of you will try this one, but don't hurt yourselves if you try it. But this is a fact, a true fact, although it's a wacky fact. And Rio, did you know that it is physically impossible for you to lick your elbow? Now, he may have said that one. I don't know. I don't think he ever said that one. But I'm going to leave you off on that note. We're going to get into it. The Aviator's up next, doing his thing like that. TCS every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. exclusively at New York University Radio. This is where we do the best of new soul, y'all. Enjoy the beats.
es hora de volar.
The second cat. Now he's a wild.
Tus eyes.
dark.
The second cat. Now he's a wild one, always flying off to some unknown place, daring anyone to follow. Oh, did I mention? His name is DJ Rio, but everyone knows him as the Aviator. And his personality goes something like this.
Thank you.